Hello everybody, sorry for the late posting. I just got home from visiting my daughter and family. So just a quick thought or story that I heard actually while I was down there visiting my daughter about involved the principal of a Torah academy in Dallas, Texas. Story goes that he was driving along the highway, I guess these open roads down in Texas. And he got a little too lost track of the speed limit, and before he knew it, there were these sirens blaring behind him. So he pulls over, the officer comes out, license registration, etc., and I have a basic questioning, how fast you were going, sir, etc. Yes, he probably admitted guilt and not at all pushed at all. It turns out that because he was going way above the speed limit, he had to appear in court. Wasn't enough to get a summons and then pay the ticket online as we would do nowadays, or mail a check and get perhaps in those days. They had to actually go down to the court for an appearance in front of the judge. Okay, it is what it is. He took the summons, and a couple of weeks later, he goes in front of the judge, ready to, whatever come the way it may be. So he waits his turn. He sits down by the bench, by the, any of you have been there, but it's, it could be a wait. Finally, he's called up. The judge looks at him and he says to him, how fast were you? Do you know how fast you were going? He said, yes, officer. Yes, yes, your honor. Yeah, definitely knew that. I kind of lost track of the speed limit. He said, what do you do? And he's kind of taken aback by the questioning, but he said, I'm a principal of a school out here in Dallas. And he said, well, do you ever take your boys on trips? And he said, yeah, occasionally we go to different outings. He said, do you ever go to a baseball game? And this principal says, not too often, but yeah. Well, so the judge asked, what's the latest one that you went to? He said, well, there's a minor league team out of here, Rangers minor league team that plays out here in Dallas. So as a reward for some learning that the classes did, we took him to a minor league game. And it was great. We sat very close. We go to a minor league game. If you've ever done that, the seats really are very up close to the field. And the judge says, all right, when you're by the game, anything happened by the game that was interesting? the rabbi was really taken aback. What exactly is the judge talking about? Why is he being questioned about all this? And he thinks and he says, I don't know. I mean, whatever. The one boy went over next to the field, and one of the players on the way back from the team, from the field, threw him a baseball. And he said, oh, that's very nice. Yeah, the kid was really excited. He ran back, said, look, Rebbe, look what I got. Look what he got. Aha. So look what I got. The judge said to the rabbi, all right, what happened next? And he said, what happened next? I don't know. He was very happy with the ball. And no, what happened next? And the rabbi says, well, I'm going to think about it. And he, oh, yeah. So I said to the young boy, I said, did you say thank you to the ball player? No. So we went down the number of rows to the edge of the field. And we waited until the team came back again, until the inning was over. And the player went back, and the young boy yelled out, thank you. And the guy gave a thumbs up. The judge turns to the people around and said, I was at that game too. I was sitting two rows behind this school, and I was watched the whole entire event. If there's a rabbi, a person that has such and teaches such good character traits, then we need more of people just like that. Case dismissed. And there you go, the story that I heard. And incredible, exactly what impression you make, the Kiddush Hashem you can make when you're out there and you behave properly, you hold doors for people and you say thank you, you say please. Tremendous Kiddush Hashem to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Have a wonderful day, everybody.